Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their
butt. Hopefully. But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Did it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
in
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it to
you, finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job. Well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn, suburbs.
Big
dishwasher.
I had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had to clean.
My parents had
kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those
you
chores.
You had company script that they made you
intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. The best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got
some
jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Well, Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense, the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
That's what it is. God. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast?
Do I have
to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the description.
It's been a long day without you, Schmegen, And I know so much about you, like your name is Schmegen. You were a kid who attended high school, and I bet that all your friends are sad, 'cause you were so cool, 'cause you were so cool.
What? Why me? All the friends you had, I only knew your dad. Why am I the one to have to spit about you, Brad? We never met. You like soccer, maybe you had a pet, but honestly, your dad never mentioned it. I'm sure you were great, but I got so much on my plate. The journey started fun, but now I'm feeling numb. And worst of all, my new voice is super dumb.
My theology's geology, I'm not a man of faith. But Schmegen, I'm begging God to take me in your place. You had a moissanite mind, so brilliant, so clear. No wonder you were the museum's favorite volunteer. But you were more than that, Schmegs. Heck, you helped me name my daughter. So me and Mercedes will raise our birdie in your honor.
How can we not talk about heaven when heaven's the kingdom of God? Every soul can get there through the love of Jesus Christ. Now you're gonna sing it 'cause you're baptized. It's been a long day without you, Schmegen. And I know so much about you, like your name is Schmegen. You were a kid who attended high school, and I bet that all your friends are sad, 'cause you are so cool, 'cause you are so cool.
First time I said hi, your eyes looked down to the floor. I said, my name's Stacy, you haven't met me before. That hi turned into friendship, friendship into a love. Soon you were meeting my dad and he was calling you son. It's just a high school romance, but it felt like much more. As I practiced my vows down at the wedding dress store, heard you die, didn't cry out of denial and doubt. I swear to God, if you're in heaven, Brad will come rip you out.
How can we not talk about heaven when heaven's the kingdom of God? Every soul can get there through the love of Jesus Christ. Now you're gonna sing it 'cause you're baptized.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, instead a D&D podcast about four kids from our world thrown into another world.
Anthony,
and then got thrown
stop
back.
Watching YouTube videos.
No, I was trying to get to my fucking notes and I hit the wrong tab.
I was trying to get to Pornhub and then the sound was on.
I'm just trying to do what I always do when we do dad facts, which is just watch somebody get railed.
Mom, it was a virus.
You like just turn your webcam on?
How did this pop-up happen? I don't know, Mom.
So weird.
It's like an Xbox controller.
Probably just because you buy feminine products on Amazon, Mom. Just, yeah,
probably because I'm such an ally, that's probably why I showed up.
Back in the day, kids, you have one family computer. That's what we're talking
right.
about.
Right. Oh, yeah. I guess that's not relatable.
You don't know what the phrase white knuckle means.
Okay. It's a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the rock and roll cool ranger anime head. That's a teen. Or is he?
You're on a body now, right?
Did that get transferred?
Yeah, you're on Teeny the Teen's body.
You're on Teeny. You're
like
a mecca.
Yeah.
Since we're about to engage in some sporting events here, finally, once again, the podcast finds itself doing what we all should have been doing in high school. I'd like to give a little Taylor fact, which is that Taylor doesn't shower.
Mm. What?
Taylor doesn't shower.
That doesn't seem like a surprise.
He takes baths?
No. The time Taylor showers is before physical activity, before strenuous physical activity. But other than that, he just straight up, it's like...
Wait, so does he not shower, or does he shower before?
Here's how Taylor treats his body.
Okay.
He treats his body like Freddie Wong treats his car in a car wash, which is when it rains, it gets a little cleaner, and we're good. We bought a little bit of time.
I feel like my whole steez is being chomped right now. I feel like this is an encroachment on normal stinky boy status.
No, because Taylor is not a stinky boy.
Excuse me?
Listen, Jimmy and I in the room looking at each other, we know this power, and you could have it too if you are of the Asian persuasion. No BO.
Actually, no, you can't have it. You either do or you don't. You can't, like, get it.
That's true. Jimmy knows this well. I'm going to call Jimmy out right now. Jimmy,
oh boy,
big not showering fan, I got to say.
Yeah, it's true. Of all the people in this room, I probably shower the least.
What?
So from,
what is happening?
So
what is a scary thing to assume?
I don't know. Well, look,
Jimmy inspired my fact this week.
Okay, what is your? Okay, just so this matters.
So the only time he showers is right before he does that.
Showerer.
Okay, I just need to know. I don't know why I need to know. Just for the people who write our Wikipedia, it's the fact that he doesn't shower. People who doesn't shower. Does he not shower, or does he shower before events?
Okay, so when it rains, Taylor counts that as like bathing.
Okay, so he doesn't.
So he goes outside, just waits in the rain.
Yeah, yeah, and walks around moodily.
Well, that's romantic.
Yeah, okay. So he always is like before the soccer game. He's gonna, you know,
I'm gonna need you to explain one more time how he's not stinky. That's what I'm gonna need to
understand. Have body odor. It's
some people don't have body odor.
Literal genetic
don't
have body.
Yeah, but like your hair gets greasy, doesn't
sure,
it?
Sure, yeah. And when I take a shower, it's because of my hair. To be honest. Or I've like sweat a lot.
Yeah. And Taylor.
So Taylor's got stinky hair.
No, he tucked that all in that pork pie hat. You know what I'm saying?
That's worse.
That
got like, here's what it was. He got like yuzu air fresheners inside the pork pie hat.
Oh, God. All right.
Here's what it is. And scent is a very complicated scent. It comes out smelling great.
Matt,
this
please
is
introduce
my fiction.
I'm taking it. I'm taking it. I apologize for asking a follow-up question to Freddy's.
Yeah, this is your fault, man.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home soccer kid, protective paladin of the group. Swerve from Freddie's fact here. I want to get a little serious. I want to talk about Lincoln. He did have a best friend when he was growing up, and unfortunately his best friend did die when he was 8 years old.
Oh no.
It's an animal.
No,
it's
his
imaginary.
Best friend was called Mr. Kicks, and Mr. it was his creative character on his FIFA game. And they transferred that. They made it, and then they transferred that character every year. He's made it when he first started playing FIFA, and every year they would transfer Mr. Kicks from one save file to the next every single year. And that was kind of like Lincoln's only friend. Like when his dads were busy or whatever, he would just play with Mr. Kicks. And let's just say sometimes the play extended beyond the soccer field, and you know, he may talk with them, stay in the character screen for a little bit, just hang out. And unfortunately, when they got, he was so excited, he got a new console. But it wasn't backwards compatible, and they messed up the transfer, and Mr. Kick's save file was gone forever.
And he's in cyber hell now. Anthony, geez. Which layer of hell is cyber hell where deleted characters go?
Maybe yeah, that's his first.
You can just remake Mr. Kick's now.
Yeah.
Well, you can't remake all those stats.
Bro,
he has 4 years
yes,
of stats.
You absolutely can.
Well, you could remake the character model, but it wouldn't be Mr.
So you
Kicks.
Could repaint the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
It's not the Mona Lisa. It's not
it's,
Mr.
It's Kicks. It's the Mr. Kicks of Theseus. When does it stop becoming Mr. Kicks?
The stats wouldn't be the same as he did. He even did that, Anthony. He did. He made a new Mr. Kicks. And then he looked at it. Hours played. Said 1 minute. And Lincoln stared with a tear in his eyes, knowing that no, the Mr. Kicks he knew, but he had played with a lot longer than 1 minute.
That Mr. Kicks. Link got to talk to about things that were really, really like bothering him in the character screen. While he dribbled in an idle loop animation.
Mr. Kicks, RIP in peace.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak. He's a perky, peppy, chipper, cheery school spirit mascot kid who doesn't know who he is anymore. Fact about Normal this week. Fun fact about Normal. Normal is such a fan of Teen High.
How big of a fan is he?
He is the most published author in the Teen High fan fiction sub forum on AO3.
Wow.
He writes like a lot of like high school fan fiction about the school.
AO3 is a cyborg version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
Also, you just you whisper fan fiction into her ear.
She judges you.
Archive of our throne, queen. Yes.
So, yeah, he writes a lot of stories mostly about, like, what would happen if, like, the mascot was real and had to go to the school and was, like, friends with the other mascots from other schools. He wrote one that was just about a kid who wakes up one day and is a mascot, and, like, he does not realize that he essentially just rewrote the Metamorphosis. It's about someone turning into a cool big mascot, and then their life is great afterwards.
Question, does anyone else write on this fan fiction forum?
You know what? I feel like it's one of those ones where there's like three other mystery posters.
Ooh, yeah.
And like he's left his latest saga, like the sort of like the My Immortal of Teen High fanfic, if you will, like on like a pretty big cliffhanger since the adventure started.
And then can I ask, is he the only one who's kind of doing like school centric based? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is it very obvious it is him? Like, what's his username?
Like, who are these mystery fanfiction writers? And then one of them's like, in the world where Taylor's dating Margarita Pizza. It's like, who's this mysterious writer?
The coolest kid in school, Taylor Swift.
An AU where you're attractive.
Pepperoni Tony's probably on there too.
I mean,
I was just thinking, yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. Yeah, when the writers just stopped writing.
No, it's so sad.
This is about the beloved
masculine principle.
On that note, my name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe.
Boo. I meant to cheer when you said your name.
She hasn't even done anything bad recently.
A goth punk seeker of darkness, rebeller, teen. Betrayer teen. Ooh. Who is so not cool. Like the other warlocks.
You tell him.
Fun fact about Scary this week. It's a pretty involved fact. You kind of have to get into the world of Scary for a minute. It's actually a poem. It's not a fact. It's
ooh.
A poem.
I mean, boo.
This is what was going through her head as the last episode came to a close.
Okay, I'm going to try to separate the artist from the art.
I'm writing this in my head. No pen. The pain in my hand is a 10 out of 10. Hand, or should I say, lack thereof. The fires of hell fit like a glove. 10 pain, 0 friends. 22 take the pitch. I'll win this game faster than y'all said bitch.
Damn.
Was that all lowercase? I couldn't tell.
It was all lowercase.
Very good. I could tell. The way she said it, it was very obvious.
As a real poet, can you tell at Poetry Slams if someone's like, that's an all lowercase poem?
Yes, absolutely. You can. Yeah.
Really? This is a skill you must teach me.
No, okay. I will.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Jimmy, introduce yourself.
Can you, as someone, tell when someone says they're going to do something for you and they're not going to do it?
I can't. This has been a long life full of disappointments.
I'm waiting for so many people to get coffee with me.
That's very LA. Am I supposed to go?
Yes,
please. You are.
Hi, so everyone. Here. Oh, such a pleasure to be back. I love everyone out there, the community. Great.
Shut the
My
fuck
name
up and introduce yourself.
Jimmy Wong. I play the Oathbreaker Paladin. Paladin turned Oathbreaker. Current King of Hell, Jody Foster. He's just kind of a loner.
Wow. Not really by choice. His wife left him.
And you're only king of like half of hell, right?
You know, I think our reality is whatever we project onto it. And so he definitely projects that he is a loner. And
you're only as alone as you feel.
And everyone else has wronged him as opposed to the other way around.
That sounds toxic.
But maybe we'll see some character development. Well, who knows? Jody's dad fact for today actually ties to something that he didn't really realize was going to happen when he changed back to the King of Hell, the demon that he is, the Baelor, and that everything was going to fuck up. Everything was going to go differently because he had basically two consciousnesses now, right? He had like the human one that was just great cop dad. And then he has the demon one, which is does not care about anyone else at all. And one might say that perhaps the two are actually inextricably linked, but it was like two personalities clashing and then forming into this current thing. And as a result, he's just been extremely downtrodden ever since. And just to give some people some backstory, this is what led to Morgan being like, all right, this is awful. This person is not who I married, not who I care about. In fact, it seems like they're just a different person entirely. And then that's why they divorced, is he could not handle the two consciousnesses.
I don't feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I know, I do too.
I feel bad
no,
for
I
him.
No, I said I don't.
I
don't.
It's okay. I feel so bad. He's complicated, so I have
He's
to feel bad about him.
But people need to understand, it's tough.
I'm
it's
Anthony, I'm your dad. So that's why Jody thinks the divorce happened.
That's what that Jody says at the bar to his friends.
Exactly.
I saw some comments that, not unreasonably, were like, it's kind of a bummer that Morgan and Glenn are back together, because I thought his whole growth was that he like got over the fact that he needed to be with his wife. And I get that, and I understand that. But in my head canon is that after season one, when Glenn was like, I'm just going to, you know, stand by the sideline, let him be raised by his parents or whatever, he became a really cool, good friend of the family, and like being chill and around them and not trying to like be with Morgan made Morgan go like, oh, this guy's kind of interesting.
Oh,
and then
man, he became Fableman Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's like, I think of all the things in the show, the least believable thing is that there is a woman who exists who is attracted to both Jody the cop and Glenn Close. So if that person exists and you have a choice between the two, you're going to choose Glenn Close.
Women contain multitudes.
And not the demon part. That's for sure.
No, the demon part was not a problem. When we last left you, you were about to start a soccer game against the 12-1, the last demon in the 666 hateful hell demons that Morgan Freeman and Glenn Close were going to go assassinate.
Just clarify, Schmagen's kid died.
Schmagen's kid died.
We never learned their name.
Yeah, he does have a name. I did name him a while ago and I forgot about it because
who Brad,
fucking cares.
It's
Brad. It's Brad. Yeah, Brad Schmagen is now with the Angels
because
he was
again?
Baptized.
They murdered him.
Yeah,
wow,
they killed him. They
the
did
outfield.
The Battle of the Bastards thing with Rick and Stark where they had him run at him and then slowly started throwing fireballs at him.
Taylor looks up and goes like, dang, I wish it would rain down here.
Great.
You know what? Let's cut out his dad fact.
How would Glenn
that's just a thing he says.
Just hang Freddy out to fucking dry.
So yes, when we last left you, Normal had kicked the ball, I guess, over to the other team that is not rushing. I don't know how soccer works, but I assume everybody's
I'm pretty excited to play the soccer game with you then.
Andy, yeah. do you need to take like 4 seconds to just read the rules of soccer?
No, I mean, I know that you can't use your hands and it has to go in the goal. So.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
You gotta make biscuits for your boss.
Well, one person can use their hands.
Yeah. Well, yeah, one person does get two hands.
Two different goalies.
Four hands. People can use their hands. They can't just touch the ball.
No, they're tied to their sides.
You can use them to like balance.
The ref uses their hands to like raise cars.
Speaking of the ref, as the game starts, you see a flash of fire and a large red creature appears with horns coming out of its head.
The Chicago Bulls mascot.
No. It's a version of you from another parallel universe on Patreon would have heard before, which is the former Satan. He was just called Satan. And he goes,
"Game on, everybody."
I mean, you do a thing to my voice to make me sound really deep. If you went into his mind, you would see that he was really upset because he wanted to torture people by putting them in Entourage episodes forever. But somebody came down, Glenn, and ruined hell. So now he's just a ref for this final game of soccer.
Damn.
What a subjugated. Good sport.
So,
better to ref in hell than score in heaven? I don't know, man. It's up there, right?
It's so, yeah. So why doesn't everybody give me initiative rolls?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Just like real soccer.
I rolled a 17.
All right.
Plus 3.
18.
Oh, 20.
20, 18 plus 2.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Big rollers.
Glenn Close rolls a 15. Taylor Swift rolls a 19.
Normal got a 1.
Ooh.
It's okay.
So the people that have 20 initiative are Jody, Scary, and Link. So amongst the three of you, decide who goes in what order.
What did the soccer boys roll?
You'll find out. No. They're enemies. I don't tell you usually.
Can you help us understand the position of everyone?
I'm center mid. Scary
is left striker.
And Morgan is right striker.
Normal and Hermie are soccer guys.
Yeah, the defenders.
They're going to play soccer.
Let's abstract it out.
Yeah.
If you're near the ball, you're near the ball. If you're kind of far away from the ball, you're kind of far away from the ball, or you're the goalie. Those are the three zones you can be at.
Normal, it's not a big deal. Okay, ignoring the actual names, like, Scary and Morgan, they're going to try to score. I'm like in the middle. I'm essentially like, I'm the mediator, like you.
You're the therapist of the team?
Yeah, I'm essentially bringing the ball from the defense to them. So I'm just there to help everybody.
Oh, okay.
And you guys are just there to stop the ball from going in the goal. Mm. You're the defenders, okay?
Yeah, I will hold the goal. So we're like the therapist when it's time to set boundaries.
Yes, perfect. And Taylor?
Just get the ball to me, okay?
Yeah, just get the ball to Scary.
I did already kick the ball, so I think it's over there now.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You
do I need to make an athletics roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
See how far he kicked it.
Oh, I got an 11.
Okay, so the 12 and 1 demons are going to roll opposed. They only got a 6, so you managed to get control of the ball.
I won! I scored a goal!
No. allow me to continue describing. You managed to get control of the ball, but standing between you are the guys who are near the ball, the guys who are kind of far away from the ball, and the goalie. So you have three gradations of people between you and the
ball. But we got three moves first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's pull a Bournemouth versus Arsenal. You soccer fans know what I'm talking about. That just happened this week, so don't worry about it. Look, I know some people who listen to this podcast watch soccer. It's a big deal.
Probably.
Let's just try to score right away. Let's just do a quick score. Let's try to score in 9 seconds. So we got the three of us.
All right,
if I go first, I could kick it to you, Beth.
Yeah,
and then you
how about a solid
score.
Through ball, huh?
Yeah, solid through ball. I'm going to do a solid through ball. Anthony?
Yeah, so do it. Roll athletics.
Oh, okay, I did it.
Roll athletics.
Link seeing what Normal threw down, not thinking it was a mistake, thinking, fuck yeah, this guy's got initiative. This guy knows what's up. Fucking get them on the wrong foot. Run straight to the ball and is going to kick a through ball. Nice little lob over the defense, right into a fucking hole in the defense for Scary to run into. That's a 20. That's a 16 plus 4.
Jesus,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
they're
yeah.
the good ones at soccer.
Do I roll to time my run?
Yeah, sure. You landed exactly where you wanted to, Matt.
Right at the top of the box.
Right okay. in the back of the net.
That would be a natural 20. It would be an accidental goal.
So I got a 9 plus 6. That's 15 okay, for my run.
I'm going to have them roll against that. God damn it. The 12 and 1 is not doing so well today. So yeah, you managed to intercept it very quickly. It's just between you and the goalie at this point, essentially.
Okay, can I roll for a 6 shot?
Yeah.
This is going to be straight up Bournemouth. Told you.
All right, 12 plus 6, that's 18.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so describe how your kick goes and how the ball goes in.
The run is perfectly timed. We're talking right at the back line of defense. As soon as Link's foot touches the ball, she's leaning into that run, bends it right into the front of the goal, and then as the ball is arriving at her feet, she hits it on the volley. Oof. Does a backflip.
Oh,
shit.
Wait.
Weak foot even.
It's it with her right foot. No left hand because she's like missing a fucking hand. Not that it really matters in soccer, but it does
to her.
Yeah,
there's a trail of blood following you everywhere.
There's
you go.
A trail of blood. She does a backflip, two backflips.
Nice.
And then flips off the goalie when she shoots.
With her right hand.
With her remaining hand.
Okay, great. Yeah, and then it hits the back of the neck. There's a loud alarm noise, and the Satan referee goes,
"That's 1-0-2.
Link pulls off his shirt, getting an instant yellow card, as is the rules in soccer. And yeah. On his chest, he's painted in blood for Brat. Brad, what's his name?
Brad, yeah, Brad.
For Brad.
For Brad. Yeah, what's his name? Just for Brad.
Brad.
Brad?
Brad.
No, his name was Brad.
Okay, yeah, but Brad. You wrote Brad.
It says for Brad on it. He's pointing. Brad. He just takes a yellow. He just walks away from the ref. Don't care. Just give me the yellow.
Okay, so he gives you the yellow, which cuts off one of your legs.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna roll for my celebration. That's a 14. Let's see. I do another backflip, and then I do the T pose that Alex Morgan did in the 2019 World Cup, even though there are no English people in hell.
They don't have an excessive celebration in football, do they? They have American
soccer?
Football. It's soccer, yeah.
Not really.
Specifically, you're not allowed to take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Okay, so just that.
Because this just takes time. I don't know. They just said they put the line there.
Too hard.
Yeah, she did it once, and they're like, oh, this is going to be a thing.
They put the line there.
Oh,
you can't
I know
it.
Why. I know why. Because there's a chance you'll put on and flip it around and look like you're on the other team all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
Guys,
you put it back
colors.
On, they're like, oh, I get them on this side. Wait a minute, there's one more person. But then it's too late. Another goal.
So before Link's leg fell off, I feel like he just
it
gave like
fall
a...
off, sorry, but he takes the yellow card and like throws it at you like a fucking throwing star.
Like, so like fucking like Looper? Like I just like I'm walking and like my leg disappears essentially?
Yeah, how much pain is actually happening?
A lot. He like cut your leg off with the yellow card.
Okay,
he threw
so
it,
let's
it
go
honed
to that.
In like a red shell to your left leg. And
Jesus. So I'm like nodding to Scary, just like, a, yeah, good shot. Also like, good
you're
pass.
You're not acknowledging the pain.
Well, no, as it's happening, and then my leg falls off. So like,
oh, I see.
Okay, I start screaming and crying.
Walk
like,
it off,
is
Link.
This real?
Soccer
oh my
player.
God. No, it's real. Foul. What?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Taylor from the goal line. Get it back to center. This is delay of game. This is delay of game.
Did my leg really take it off?
It's on the ground. It's on the field. You can see it.
I crawl it down. I just try and put it back on. It's hell, right? These are the rules. Just
bro,
do it back.
Trying to the beginning of Save Your Private Ryan all of a sudden.
Does anybody have that magic spray? That will fix him.
Duct tape.
Medic?
You're a paladin. You have heals. You have little hands. Lay your hands on yourself.
So while Link's crawling to his severed leg, it is now Jody's turn.
Quick question, D&D question. Can Link actually reheal his leg with Lay on Hands?
He can heal the stump. To get the leg actually reattached, you'll have to do something harder than that.
Oh, actually, you can't Lay on Hands yourself.
That's outside the scope of
God, God does not want you to touch yourself.
Because they're religious. They're Catholic. Because
fucking Kellogg's made this game, dude.
Yeah, you got to fucking chew cereal so you don't masturbate.
Earlier, Glenn said he was doing something. Is that actually happening, considering the initiative order and all that stuff?
Yeah, Glenn's about to go right after you. So if you want to hold a thing or do something or plan stuff together with Glenn, feel free.
Can you attach my leg? I don't think I can. I'm a 20th level paladin, but I'm an Oathbreaker paladin. My skills are not for healing and doing good things, really.
Yeah, he's the king of hell.
I'm going to look at Lincoln and go, oh shit, that's bad. And just hold my action, waiting to see specifically, so that the listener knows, I'm waiting to see what Glenn does first.
Glenn's turn.
All right, Glenn's going to cast Disguise Self.
The other day I realized that all of us have our little things that we do. For Freddy, it's always, for Will, it's,
Glenn's going to cast Disguise Self. You make yourself, including your clothing, armor, weapons, blah, 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 look different until the spend ends or use your action dismiss.
Wait, Glenn probably has regenerate. Bards have regenerate. And you're level 20.
I don't give a fuck about it.
Back on.
Glenn does not give
oh,
a
yes.
fuck about
so
this
good.
Strange child.
You fuck.
This strange
your kind of nephew.
Shirtless child.
Your kind of nephew.
I don't give a fuck. All right, so basically I look like the other team.
Okay.
I want to look like
you don't
one
have
of the
to
kids.
Roll or anything? Or they, I guess they have to roll like
one
insight?
Action self. Yeah. So if anyone contacts me, they'll probably figure that out.
Okay. That's fun.
It's now 13 and 1.
How many players are in each team? They'll know that.
Yeah.
That was your action? You just look like one of them now?
I'm going to look like one of them, and then my move was going to be like, because we're resetting because there was a goal score. So
yes.
There's a little bit of a kickoff reset. I'm going to kind of like sidle back over towards the goalie and be like, coach said I'm goalie now.
All right. You're pretty close to him. Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
I'm glad Glenn's continued the tradition of fucking being useless.
34.
We already scored, dude.
I know.
Okay.
I know. 21.
21. All right. He is going to roll with advantage. All right. With a 17, he goes like, sounds good, man. And I'm going to roll to see if he slaps you on the shoulder encouragingly as he walks away.
Okay.
11. So he does.
Wow.
He hits you on the back and then you... your shit turns back into yourself, at least to him. He can tell, but only he can tell.
I think Glenn's going to snap his neck. Like, immediately.
All right, roll.
Like, he's going to grab his hand that touches shoulder, swivel him around, and then break his own neck with his own arm.
All right, roll opposed athletics.
Athletics. That's 23, 16 plus 7.
20.
I now know how Aaron O'Neill felt. I know how Aaron O'Neill felt now.
You successfully, as he's going to go, wait, you reach around and grab his arm and make him break his own neck with his own arm. And now he's on the ground dead next to you. And the other.
But isn't he in hell? He's a
demon.
But he's already dead. How does that work?
You can kill demons.
Demons live in hell. They can be dead. You went past the corpses of 665 other demons.
Oh, that's right. Mm.
So he falls to the ground dead. And all the other members of the team, as they are again reorganizing to get ready for the kickoff, see that there's a dead goalie next to you. And I assume, did you choose one of them exactly to look like? Or do you look like the goalie?
I look like the goalie, yeah.
Okay, so they see a dead goalie next to a standing goalie. And I'm going to have all of them roll not dumb fuck to see if they realize something's amiss.
Something's definitely amiss.
Can I roll something opposed here? Or?
No, you've done enough. Okay, so about half the team realizes that something is wrong, and they are going to head towards you, and that is your turn.
So that's an intelligence.
Come on,
chest.
Delay of game.
So now it is Taylor's turn.
Taylor, seeing that the other team is not kicking off, is going to raise his hand back. That's a yellow card. That's a yellow card. Delay of game. Delay of game.
Okay.
He's going to try and persuade Satan. Yeah. That's delay of game.
Go ahead. Give me a persuasion roll.
Matt, isn't that the case? Isn't that a yellow card? What is the penalty?
What, if you killed a goalie by pretending to be a goalie?
If the entire
team they haven't kicked off yet.
They haven't kicked off yet.
Yeah, I guess it'd be delay of game if they were late. It's just weird for usually the team losing doesn't delay the game. It's usually the team that's winning yeah. delays the game.
I know, but in this case, you know.
Roll your persuasion.
Six.
Okay, I'm going to have Satan roll opposed. All right, he got a natural 20, and you should be thankful, because if you succeeded, he would have then given the yellow card to the goalie, which would have cut off Glenn's leg. Okay, so he goes,
No, it's fine. Rounds are 5 seconds. Give it a minute. Come on.
I did my best.
Now it is Schmegan and the FBI's turn. They are going to wait. They're going to hold their turn.
Because they want to see how this game goes. You know,
because they're waiting for the ball to get kicked off. All right, now it's the demon's turn. Five demons head towards you, while the other six line up for the kickoff. So these five demons know that something's wrong with you, and they are going to get really close, and they're all going to roll investigation.
It's an intelligence save.
It's an intelligence save?
Yeah, for this spell.
Three of them save. One of them goes, well, the second one goes, well, and the third one goes, well. And they see through your disguise, and they are going to plant their foot in the dirt and then puff their chest out, and then they're going to go, ref, and they're not going to do anything to you. And they go, ref, and the ref trots over and goes,
whoa, what's going on?
He gets close enough, and now he is going to make an advantaged check. So he sees through Glenn's charade, and he goes,
no murder. How many times do I have to tell you? How many times do I have to tell you and your girlfriend that there is no murdering allowed on this field? Red card.
And he throws a red card, and it slices both of your legs off.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my comfort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
what? Does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, I know. They just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And the medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down. It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's HIMS.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's
in store today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page. Let me tell you.
Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth.
The one thing
Beth,
Etsy
you
can't
sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Glenn is now walking on stumps.
So Glenn goes,
fantastic. Yeah, all right.
We were waiting for something.
What do you mean?
Freddie, we were all staring at you. You felt like you were going to say something else.
No, the legs cut off, and then it's like in like Tower of Terror. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When it drops a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the Glenn's feeling. And Glenn was like, just like Tower of Terror.
All right. The six who lined up to actually kick off the ball, they do. One of them runs up quick enough to intercept it after they kick it, but then the rest of their rolls sucked complete ass. So now they are basically two locations away from your goal. They basically have to get through one layer of you and then the goalie. So they don't manage to make it past your strikers or whatever. Now it is Morgan's turn. Morgan is going to try to steal the ball. She whiffs it just a little bit and manages to try to slide tackle the demon with the ball. But she goes under, but it looks really cool. She like fucking slides and like kicks up a bunch of dirt and she looks like she has agency. And now it is Normal's turn.
Good save.
Seeing Link clutching his severed leg on the ground, Normal runs over to him and says, Link, hang on, I got something for you, buddy. And then Normal is going to trip over himself and pull off his pants. And over his underwear, he reveals that he's been wearing the item of the week.
Yellow card.
What?
If you can't take off your shirt, you probably can't take off your pants.
Your leg gets cut off as well.
All right. Well, in that case, Anthony, the item of the week is the legs of long leg lengthening. This is a rare, wondrous item submitted by Bradley Branch. When worn, the user is granted the ability to extend their legs up to twice their length. Does not have to be extended fully. So I'm going to just go ahead and extend my legs.
Your stump.
From the stump so that I'm still as
so
tall
you have
as
no,
I was.
There's no knee, there's no joint, and there's no foot at the end, but you do have a fleshy peg leg that now goes down to roughly where your other foot is.
Does it hurt? Like, is it like...
Yeah, it hurts!
All right, I go, ow!
Oh my God, I have a missing hand.
Look at my feet! Look at my legs, they're right there!
Men are such babies.
I crawl over to you, because you're screaming.
Brother!
I hold you, I go, Normal, keep your head in the game. And I push you up.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah, everything you do now while you have those two legs is you're going to have to do an acrobatic check beforehand to make sure you can maintain
your
balance.
Both his legs? I thought just one.
Yeah, your leg and your flesh peg leg. Your flesh leg. Okay, so Jimmy, you were holding your turn.
I only
this
lost one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only
you
lost
got
one.
A yellow card.
What the fuck is happening?
Yellow card, you lose a leg.
Yeah, yellow card, you lose a leg. Red card, you lose both.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you were holding your turn. Did you want to do something?
Yeah. So I will, now gauging that Glenn has failed and Morgan still has her legs, but missed. Jody, with his
legs. She's going to walk away slowly from Glenn.
Gamers, I hope you understand. Jody is not trying to kill these demons or win this game. He's trying to impress Morgan. So he's going to swoop on over and pick Morgan up as she's doing her cool slide and somehow give her more agency or take it away. I don't know. One or the other.
Yeah,
it's definitely taking
more
agency. That's what you're doing. Definitely.
Yeah. In his head, Scooby is giving her more agency.
She falls down. Yeah, definitely
yeah. He thinks he's helping. So he picks her up and puts her back and does one of those like, nice. And then he's going to move to intercept the ball and help her basically by doing it himself.
So your action was your race. Very,
I'm in character. People, I'm an actor.
You're trying to be like Tom Cruise and Rebecca, what's her face, and Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah,
and
Ferguson. Yeah.
Like you were sharing one gun. That means it's not weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so you managed to get her to her feet. Now you two are flanking the team demon with the ball.
Did you say something corny like, I used to sweep you off your feet?
No, Joey's not cool enough for that.
Thanks, Will, but no.
He just kind of does like a, as he's doing it, like, I'm not cool or what?
Agent Schmegen and his two FBI guys are going to go now. They pick three random demons that are coming to try to support the guy with the ball, and they just sort of stand in their fucking faces and like play it like American football because they're FBI agents, so they don't know how soccer is played. So they just like keep like fucking chest checking them over again and just trying to prevent them from getting to the guy with the ball. So now we go back to the beginning of the initiative again. So once again, Jody, Link, and Scary all have tied initiative. You can choose what order you'd like to go in.
And they have the ball in
the
air.
They have the ball, and they have to get between your half of the field and the goalie.
I'm going to cast Mass Suggestion, which is a 6th level spell.
Oh, God damn it. You've wanted to use this for so long.
Yeah. You suggest a course of activity limited to a sentence or two and magically influence up to 12 creatures.
God damn it!
Of your choice.
They wrote D&D to fuck you, bro.
You can see within range and that can hear and understand you. Creatures that can't be charmed are immune to this effect.
So Link can be charmed.
Okay.
Link doesn't buy it.
The suggestion must be worded in such a manner as to make the course of action sound reasonable.
Each target must make a wisdom saving throw. All right, so I'm going to do 12 wisdom saving throws, assuming you want to do all players and the breath.
Yes, I would like to do that. Why don't you let Scary the woman have the ball?
All right. There's one guy with the ball and then 5 other people running alongside him. 3 of those are occupied by the FBI. The person with the ball and 3 people occupied by the FBI go, whoa, and they put their hands up. They go, we're allies. We're of course. And then the 2 others with them go like, fuck that. No. But the one with the ball stops kicking the ball and then goes after you, ma'am.
thank you.
Lady.
And then one of the guys on defense goes like, women have so many privileges in this society that nobody ever talks about. They have hot privilege. And then with one guy and the other 4 are like, whoa, dude, calm down.
We didn't know that.
And the ref is like,
yeah, that's problematic.
So basically everybody except for 3 people were convinced by this mass suggestion that you should have the ball.
But those 3 were able to see through the woke mind virus.
Those 3 red pill heroes.
Hey, we should start a podcast. He's just talking about what's on our mind.
Well, how long does the suggestion last for? It lasts for
the rest of their
24
lives.
24 hours. But the spell ends when the subject finishes what it was asked to do. So once Scary gets the ball, they will be satisfied.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got the ball. You stopped the score.
So you cast that as your action. I assume you're going to move up to the ball with your move. All right. So you are right next to the ball. Very easily could be under your control. Now, Jimmy or Matt, it is your turn.
I'm going to crawl to Taylor.
Okay.
You're like, sorry, bro.
There we go.
I need that candy cane back. I'm going to rip the candy cane out of his neck and then just like put his head on. And then I'm going to impale the sharp end of the candy cane like into my stomach.
Oh my God.
So now I got like a candy cane.
So where is Taylor's head now?
Sitting on the top of...
It's just like balancing awkwardly on the top of Dean.
I could have sworn this was
going in an RRR, you're going to have to carry me direction.
No, he needs to go. You know what? I break the candy cane in half because I don't need the full length of it for my stump. So I break the candy cane in half. So now his head is finally like placed right on top because before it was like a weird like fucking like long neck monster.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I got a candy cane leg.
So you have a candy cane peg leg. Go ahead and roll Constitution to try to not pass out from the pain of doing that.
Because it's peppermint. Peppermint stings when you put it on wounds.
I got a 2-1.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you don't even get it in by the time you pass out. Like, the second the peppermint touches your bloody fresh stump.
It's going to be pretty spicy.
I stare at the other team. I go, this guy's not going to be so sweet. And I stab into my leg, and I instantly just pass out in front of Taylor.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what a bucko.
Man down.
All right, Jody, is your turn.
I'm right next to Morgan, and we are close to the ball with Scary, right?
Yes.
So
the three of you are equidistant from the ball.
Okay.
Glenn, shoot it!
My plan is to, now that everyone is going to switch their attention right back to, oh no, we shouldn't have done that,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming. That
Once Scary gets control of the ball, yes.
I'm going to use my charisma, and I'm going to, in a deep, booming voice, shout at everyone that is currently on Scary's side to add an additional idea to her mass suggestion, which is... Once she gets the ball, you're going to do everything you can to not take it back.
So you darn Don Pardo, the SNL guy?
Yeah. And I'm going, I'm an alibi.
Special musical guest cheating at D&D.
I'm going to start chanting ally because I heard someone else saying, like, that's a great word, all right. Ally.
So the 8 people that are on Scary's team are all going to try to save against that. You're casting mass suggestion as well, like the same thing?
No. I'm just yelling.
Oh, you're just using persuasion.
Yeah, now that they're in a state of mass suggestion, I'm going to try an addendum onto it.
Okay, well, in that case, you make a roll with disadvantage. A persuasion roll with disadvantage.
With disadvantage. Okay, 16 on the first one, 26 on the second one.
All right, we'll take the 16. One person goes, okay. another one goes, okay. The third one goes, okay. The fourth one goes, ah. Fourth one goes, no! And he got a natural 20. He's like, and I hate women now! Fifth one says no. Sixth one says no. Seventh one says no. And the eighth one says no. So you got about half of them. So about 4 people are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that Scary does not lose the ball. But the other 4 just want Scary to get the ball and then they'll go back to normal.
Now, can I tell who was convinced and who's not?
Yeah.
Okay, and I still have some movement, I'm assuming. Okay, so for the rest of my action, I'm going to fly towards anyone that was not convinced.
Okay.
And use my big old bat wings and shove them out of the way. Just sort of be a body block for them.
Okay.
I'm here to support my girl, Scary, and I look over and I'm like, Scary, you got this, you're the best.
So.
And Scary, like, I don't know, I think you see a lightness in Scary for the first time in a long time. Oh. She's having a good time.
That's great. Oh. As Scary says that, you see in this fiery stands of the football field, you see a portal open.
Uh-oh.
And Nick Close steps out with no arms and looks at the scene with a lot of confusion.
Welcome
and
then, to the party, pal.
You're perfect for soccer. Yeah.
He has no arms. He sees that his weird kind of uncle has no legs.
And then his son has no body.
His son has no body.
Yeah.
There's a kid with a candy cane leg.
He was just passed out. He's just like, oh my God.
Wait a second. If we put all the severed limbs together.
That's when we bring in Elise. We're like, you are the homunculus. You are Frankenstein. He sits down and if he had arms, he would like put his hand on his chin as he watches his son play soccer for the first time. And in that moment, Scary, it occurs to you, that is just another time that you've seen somebody else's father in the stands watching them play soccer.
Damn.
While yours was absent. Glenn, it is your turn.
Damn.
So just casually.
So Glenn's going to look down the field, see the ball coming up. He's going to look around at the rest of the team from a lower vantage point, from about crotch height for everybody, and think, hey, that Scary Chick got a pretty good idea. Hey, everybody. And Glenn's going to cast a 9th level mass suggestion.
God,
12 creatures of my choice.
Yeah,
the rest
I
of the
know
team.
What he does.
And I'm going to go, hey, isn't soccer kind of dumb? You should all touch the ball with your hands. We should all just pick up the ball. It'd be way better and more fun.
Deliberately touch the ball with your hands in an effort to stop a goal.
Yeah. Deliberately. Sorry. Yeah, thank you. Deliberately touch the ball with your hands. Like if there's just at all times. Just go up and let's pick up the ball. That's a wisdom save of 19.
19?
Yeah.
I'm giving them advantage because they're already being suggested at.
That's not how that works.
There were 11 people, because I'm assuming that ref does not need to care about touching the ball.
No.
He gives himself a red card.
Yeah. Ritual red card. Yeah.
7 of the 11 actually managed to save with advantage rolls.
Wow.
But 4 of them are like, I gotta touch that fucking ball. Oh, I gotta touch that ball.
Does this go directly also against give the ball to Scary? So they're like dealing with both suggestions simultaneously.
Yeah, they are torn in two directions. They're a child of two worlds like Blade, and they can't quite determine whether they want to touch it more or make sure that Scary gets it more.
So or maybe pick it up and then give
maybe
it to Scary.
Maybe pick it up and give it to Scary.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Synthesis.
So. Henry Clay over here compromising. All right.
Now it is highbrow jokes on this fight.
Now it is Taylor's turn.
Oh, Link! Link! I'm gonna just like start smacking him with the teeny body.
Okay, roll like, medicine.
Link! Link! We're playing the game. Come on, Link! Link! I smack him really hard over and over again for a three roll.
So you manage to somehow actually damage him a little bit with your felt hand, but he does not awaken.
In which case, I'm going to drag his body to like cover one part of the goal, like horizontally. And be like, just a little bit of cover on the right flank there.
That's great. All right. Here we go. The difficulty for them to make a goal is now one higher because his body is blocking it.
Man, and they always say center mids never go back to defend.
Nice. All right. Schmegen and the FBI are going to like put their hands up and move back because the two guys they were guarding are like, we got to touch that ball. Where Schmegen is going to try to roll a saving throw against his anger. 8, he failed. So he's going to pull out his gat, and he is going to aim at the one that shot at his son and killed his son, and he is going to start blasting, and every single one of his bullets misses.
Oh, is he doing it like in Point Break where he's like on the ground and shooting in the air? Like,
he's not shooting at the air. He's shooting at the guy, but he is doing a 90-degree rotated Point Break.
That's called missing. The 90-degree Point Break. Yeah,
he's angrily missing. So the ref sees this, sees that he's missed the other soccer player, and yellow cards him, and cuts off one of his legs. And he goes,
there'll be more of that if you keep shooting.
And meanwhile, he's sitting there like fucking reloading.
He's like, I'm going to keep doing it. Doesn't matter.
It's like attempted murder. If he hit him, it would have been a red card.
Yeah,
right?
It would have been a red card. Absolutely.
Come on, ref. What, are you blind?
Let him play. Let him play. All right, so it's the demon's turn. So four of them are going to rush forward and try to touch the ball.
Let him grab the ball, lady.
So two of the four that desperately want to touch the ball manage to run, and they get there at the same moment. And both of their hands touch the ball before Scary can touch it.
Me cute.
Yeah, and their fingers touch, and they kind of stop, and they look at each other. And they're like, oh.
Well, well, well.
Well, 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 well. And in that moment, two red cards sizzle through and cut both of their fucking legs off. And he goes,
oh, my God. I love that handball is a red card. Yeah. That's how it should be.
Is it just a yellow card in real life?
It's no cards. It's just a penalty.
No. It's a red card if it's a deliberate handball to stop a goal. That's why.
Yeah. They both got red carded. So now two of the, I'm just going to take them out of the initiative. They're going to hold hands and sort of like push themselves off the field and sort of think about their feelings.
I hope those two crazy kids can make it work.
Like sea otters. To hold their hands.
Yeah. Do you know what that's called?
What's it called?
A raft. A raft of otters.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other two that just wanted Scary to have the ball, actually, it's not just two of them, it's like six of them, are going to run up and try to create a human shield around Scary, like just a circle encircling Scary to make sure that no one can touch the ball other than Scary.
I've knocked a few of them off to the side, right?
Yes. Couple of them are off to the side, and then the three remaining ones, the only ones who still have clear heads, didn't want to touch the ball with their hands and didn't want Scary to have the ball.
Thanks, Anthony.
To sigh at the same time, and then three voices go, well, 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 I wanted to do this with more people, but I guess it's not a bad idea to start now. Assemble. And the three of them grab hands like the fucking fusion dance from Dragon Ball, and they kind of rotate onto their side and start like rotating like a fucking satellite, just like a tunnel of three people with their hands intertwined, defying the laws of gravity. And they're going to start spinning, 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 and
like some
wind is going to start picking up. And you feel the wind sort of pushing you towards the tornado of people. It's way weaker than it would be because it's supposed to have 11 people doing it, not three.
So are they one unit now, or are they still three separate?
Those three are one unit now.
I see.
They're not like physically, like if you hit them with a bomb, they would, you know, fall off into three different people that all had sentience and stuff.
I hate this mechanic in boss fights. It's like, okay, hold the joystick away from the boss. I get it. It's sucking so much. All right. Well, I just stop playing for a moment while I hold back on the controller.
I literally just finished playing Metroid Prime 3 and that mechanic is in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're going to shoot the guys and make them go into the thing. A cyclone is being formed in front of you, and a circle of people are around you. And now it is Morgan's turn, and she is going to, I guess she's just going to hold her turn because everything's going pretty well right now.
Do we know how many goals until someone wins?
Well, we've lost a lot of limbs. And
oh, yeah, you guys have lost a lot of limbs, and she doesn't know you.
What class is Morgan?
Morgan is a
She's
ranger.
A limb restorer?
Ranger?
She's a ranger.
Bard Glenn has a regeneration.
Oh, he does. She's seen this cyclone happen before because she's fought these guys before, yeah. So she's going to try to stop it, and she is going to basically try to do a really rowdy slide tackle to dislodge them from each other. She gets a 3 because she's so busy thinking about all the other things she has going on in her life. And she can't have it all. But in this one instance, she does miss. Now it is Normal's turn.
Give me the state of the team. Who has limbs? Scary's
Glenn
kicking.
Has no legs.
Mm-hmm.
Scary only has one
hand.
Taylor is like, still totally fine.
Just his
head. Connected yeah. to a
body.
A body.
Did Nick bring his body back?
No, Nick's just there with no arms. Nick's sitting there with no arms, just watching you in the stands. Link has one leg and is passed out.
Leg on the other side.
And a couple of the demons got both their legs chopped off and are walking.
So we're
away.
Looking pretty banged up right now.
Yes, you're
I
looking pretty banged up. They're looking pretty
to
banged
the
up.
The only person on the field on our side that could help us, if only there was some way for them to help us. And I'm talking about Brad Schmegen, Schmegen's dead kid, who I crawl over to and cast Revivify. You touch a creature that has died within the last minute, that creature returns to life with one hit point. The spell cannot return to life a creature that has died of old age, nor can it restore any missing body parts.
Okay. So he goes, I was in heaven! I was in heaven!
He's having tea with Jesus.
He literally just does the entire Buffy musical.
Yeah, the Buffy thing. And he's just fucking miserable. And he's looking at his hands and he goes, why did you do this to me?
You gotta help us win the soccer game. Look, Schmegen.
I don't have to do anything.
You're Schmegen. Your son's alive again. He's back. I brought him back. Is that better?
So Schmegen turns and sees his son's alive. He goes, now we can stop playing soccer. Oh, Schmegen. But my boy, Brad, come to me. And he's like crawling towards him. He's like, you mean nothing to me now, father. I've met my father and he is in heaven.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
We may have come back. We may have stepped out on you in international.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty
soon.
That's
yeah,
right. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Out. Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Stepping out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is
you
here to
20s calling
you.
On that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Okay. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, yes, I'm gonna add Brad into the
hey, folks, if you're wondering why Normal didn't do this with Tony Pepperoni a couple episodes, because I did not know this spell existed, but we'll say in canon, like, you know, Willie stopped him from doing it, right? Something like that?
He kept you there for a minute straight while he bled out. Yeah. You just had to stare at him, and it really fucked with you. All right, so Brad Schmegen is now in the initiative. You have revived him. He is furious.
Someone's got another mass suggestion. We can fix that up.
Right? So now we're
like being alive.
Now we're back at the top of the initiative. So again, Jimmy, Matt, Beth, whatever order you would like.
I have the ball. Let's see. I should do a pretty sick trick.
So the second you get the ball, four of the circle of people who are defending you go, oh, she's got the ball. Hey, wait a second. What the fuck? And they are now offensive to you. But the other four go like, no, she's
just feminism's
she
gone far enough. Yeah. A woman has the ball now. Things are equal.
You should be thankful for that.
Scary looks to the sidelines where there's nobody that she recognizes. And then she looks at Link and she's like, Link, get your head in the game, man.
Snap up. And I look straight. Who's the first person I see?
Taylor.
What's the score?
Huh? What?
I shake my head. I stand up. I see Scary.
All right. I'm thinking of 1-2. You better give it back to me, though.
You're all the way at the other end of the field, though.
Link, with one leg.
Fucking run so fast. First of all, I got 30 feet speed. I'm faster than everybody
so
else.
So 15 with
one
leg.
Yeah, but you have one leg. You could hop at...
I got a candy cane leg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know how to tell
well,
you that.
The way I described it to you is that you began to put it in and then you passed out. You're going to have to try again to jam it in and make it a proper leg. I will allow you to do that
I
as a free action.
I put the candy cane on the ground. And then I just stomp my stump onto the top of the candy.
All right.
Roll, oh, my God.
Roll constitution with advantage because that's so horrifying.
You guys realize that people with prosthetics don't impale themselves on
the
prosthetic.
Yeah, but they're not using a sharp candy cane. Like, it's a candy cane. Like, how is it going to be attached to my thing? I'm stabbing it in two.
Just use a rope or something.
So I'm fucking doing mine cool.
Taylor goes,
do whatever.
Taylor goes, you know, Link, you could flip that 180 and then just like kind of lick it and like stick it in the stomach. I'll
16.
Okay, so the 16, the candy cane goes into your stump. Everything goes black for a second. You are in excruciating pain, but you manage to stay with us, and you can basically do
just
your
like
turn.
Hourglass.
I turn the candy cane so that it's like it's not like the curve of the candy cane is like pointing forward. It's like pointing to the right. So I got like I have like a hockey stick, you know,
sure,
like on my foot, you know, just making sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
What? Just to describe when I'm going to kick the ball, and I start running across the field.
Yeah, I feed him the first part of the 1-2. Fuck, that's a 6. I guess I'm so, like, in love with having the ball at my feet that I'm just actually like, no, I can take this.
I'm running. Just, like, tears of pain in my eye.
That's just, great.
Okay, well, just shoot then. Just shoot if you're not going to give it to me.
You try to pass it, so you've got the ball, and you just, like, hesitate for a second, I think.
Okay.
Scary's got the ball. Matt, Jimmy, it is one of your turns. I feel like
Go
Matt
ahead,
getting up was basically free.
Can you explain this cyclone thing a little bit more? Like, what happened when Morgan failed to disrupt it, and will it inevitably stop Scary?
Why don't you ask Morgan in character, and I can have Morgan tell you in character.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Anthony. What a blessing. Thou art in heaven. Jody's going to look at Morgan and go, what happened? What's going on? You've seen this before.
It's a ball cannon. They're going to suck the ball in and then shoot it back at the goal with incredible force, and it'll fucking... That's how they won last time. They just keep doing that over and over and over again, and we can't stop them.
How long... Is there a certain score point where this game ends? Are there any other rules that we should know about before we keep going?
Yeah, it ends at 3.
3, okay, cool.
Maybe sooner.
Do they do this every single time? Can we stop them? How do you stop them? How did you stop them?
I don't know. We didn't stop them. That's why we haven't beaten these guys yet.
You never listen.
God, you never listen,
God, you
dude.
Never listen.
What?
You know who also listens to me? Glenn.
I heard everything, babe.
Hear everything. He doesn't process it properly. He can't, like, fully understand, but he's trying.
Babe, I'm doing my best.
You're doing your best, and that's all I can ask of you.
Thank you.
Love you.
I appreciate it.
We'll get your legs back.
That's okay. Thank you so much, though. You're such a joy in my life.
Oh, you're a joy in mine.
It's incredible.
Jody, you were a joy in mine.
So, Jody
I didn't hear that part, but I agree.
Jody's going to let out a deep bellow of bestial angry scream. He's gonna jump up with his wings and he's gonna land very close to the dread cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna cast Dreadlord. out of my gloom. So I surround myself as an action, an aura of gloom that lasts for 1 minute and reduces any light around me and also anyone that's frightened by its turn in the aura. They take 4d10 psychic damage.
Try having a lifetime of an aura of gloom.
So they, what, roll a saving throw to see if they get frightened or not?
Whenever an enemy that's frightened by you, so whatever that decider is, it takes 4d10 when it starts their turn. And then any creatures of my choosing in the aura draped in deeper shadow and they have disadvantage on anyone in the shadow. And then I can also use a bonus action while the aura lasts to make the shadows in the aura to attack the creatures in there, one of them.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, and so they take necrotic damage.
So currently they are at disadvantage.
But my reason for doing so as a character is I am so sick and tired of hearing these two just say sweet nothings to each other that I'm going to cast all of my male depression into this single aura and surround this area so hard.
That's great. So is it also like a shadowy, like nobody can see into it now?
It's an aura of gloom and reduces bright light in the 30-foot radius around me to dim light. So people it's kind of like we're in shadows, basically.
Okay. Okay, cool. That's great. Yeah, they are now surrounded by these shadows that are sort of clawing at you. You can decide if you want to make them attack with your bonus action, but basically they are going to have a disadvantage for the accuracy of their suck in and blowout.
Are they still spinning around?
They are still spinning around, but they're going to basically be at the disadvantage.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to use the bonus action on my turn then to have the shadows attack them.
Okay.
And it's a melee attack against just one of them, so I can't do any more than one.
Okay. So one of them gets melee attacked. Go ahead and roll a melee attack for them, I guess.
Okay.
Does this mean Satan's going to try to cut your feet off, though?
The shadows are doing it, not me.
No.
Just go. Just do your move.
Just do your thing.
All right, all right. 25.
Okay, so one of the shadows just, like, fucking smacks one of the soccer players really hard as he goes by and, like, opens a big gash on his chest. And the ref goes,
"No attacking the players!"
And he throws a red card at you and slices two of your legs off as well. And now you have landed very close to Glenn. Just two bros just bleeding out right next to each other with no legs between you.
Even though it was a shadow doing it, not me.
He saw you cast the shadow. You didn't, like,
bro,
make
you
a
trying to get
of
a technicality off on the ref,
man,
bro.
Fuck off!
This is you. This is so like you trying to get a technicality off for all your actions. Always looking for excuses.
Yeah,
always looking
you.
For someone else to blame. And you know what? You point a finger at somebody, you got three fingers back at you.
Now it is your turn, Glenn, incidentally.
Jody is speechless.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This you're a problem, man. It's always been your fucking problem, man. I'm just going to get my
casting regenerate on my own legs. By the way, if I hold my severed legs to myself, they just immediately reattach. I go, and I do a kip up.
Okay.
13 plus 7, 20. I do a fucking perfect kip up.
Oh, my God.
You do right in front of Jody.
It's a 1 minute casting time.
Oh, is it? Okay, I guess I'm down there, and I'm just like,
so yeah, we're shit talking, and you're just trying to put your legs back on the whole time.
Holding your legs.
I'm just holding my leg and just like wiggling my fingers on. Like
you're seeing like a little light slowly go around the circumference of your legs, like a fucking loading bar sealing your legs to your thighs.
Just amending my legs on. But anyway, that's your problem, man. So you guys like just fucking chill out and stop going after me, man. She just made her choice.
And in 10 turns, you will have managed to get your legs together because each turn is 6 seconds and it takes a minute.
Scoot out of the way of the goal, you fucking idiot.
I think Jody, in the childish manner, is going to try and, while he's doing this, grab Glenn's and try to have him solder his own legs on as like a pull-up.
Are you going to grab my other leg?
Yeah, I'm going to grab your other leg or your hand to try and like make you start doing
my
leg.
Hey, man, hold this here. So he's just like super glue. You got to hold it. It's just like super glue.
You're holding his feet. His like feet are on your stumps. And his like knees
are on his
stumps.
You think he cast the spell on the feet and not on his stumps? So go ahead and roll opposed
dexterity.
You guys
are going to be like cat dog.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing, man? Don't touch my legs. What are you fucking doing?
I'm not going to let go.
What are you doing, dude?
Every turn, it should be Jody has to roll to hold on. And Jody can hold on for the 10 turns. He gets
those
confused.
Are his legs now,
Those are his legs, too.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm attaching the stumps. I'm attaching the stumps to my stumps. But then Jody's trying to attach my feet.
Your spiked cleats.
Yeah.
You probably ripped off my shoes and like are jamming the toes into your stumps.
Yeah. Basically, I refuse to allow him to get it before I do.
Okay, then, each of you roll your dexterity opposed.
Okay, I rolled
idiot. What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
Screw you. I want legs too.
These are my legs. Get your legs
over there.
If it
doesn't disconnect from either of you, you're just going to be one fucking sentient creature with a leg combining you.
Yeah, dog.
13 plus 3, 16.
19 plus 3, 22.
All right, those toes are still going inside of his stump.
Hey, what the fuck, man? Those are my toes. Don't put them that way. It's, oh, I feel gross. I start feeling a little bit. You feel all wet and gross, dude.
I'm the king of hell. I do whatever I want. These are my hell toes. You came here.
These are my legs. Your legs are over there. You can see your legs right now. I'm going to take your legs. You know what? Fuck your legs. And I'm going to cast.
It's not your turn. It's not your turn.
This is just happening, I think, as the rest of this turn happens. Yeah,
can I just
run?
Link is just looking at all the limbs on the floor, these fucking two grown men fighting over a pair of legs on the floor, and he's just exhausted. And where did Taylor have the pick?
Glenn had the pick.
Glenn, where did Glenn have the pick?
He had it in his crotch. His little crotch pocket for his pick.
Yes.
So I'm going to stamp down on Glenn's chest and just pull the pick out. I'm just going to grab the pick.
Hey, kid, what are you doing?
All right.
I feel like you can roll something, but you're like...
Yes, Glenn is going to roll with disadvantage. You're going to roll opposed sleight of hand. You have disadvantage, and I feel like Link has advantage.
It's 13 plus 6, 19, dude. He's going to smack your little hand
with disadvantage?
Jesus. With disadvantage, bro. I roll 17.
23.
Oh! Natural 20!
All right. So you pull out the pick from his crotch pocket before Glenn can even manage to slap a hand down on his...
Hey, what the fuck?
This game's dumb. Just all this is fucking dumb. What are we even doing? Here, guys, I got the pick. I don't care if you kill a demon or what. You're not going to help us. Nobody helps us. Guys, here. And I toss it to normal. I don't know what you're supposed to do with it, but we got it. Fuck this game.
All right, let's say you begin to toss it to normal and it'll freeze in midair and then we'll do turns and stuff.
The pick's like, you're probably wondering
how I got here.
Situation.
All right, so Taylor.
Are we supposed to destroy it?
Yeah. When it gets to normal's turn, you will understand more about the act of destroying.
Okay, yeah, I won't just like eat it then.
It's Taylor's turn.
I guess Link's just leaving me here. Lone wolf.
Are you blaming me?
No, I'm not.
Link's leaving you here? You got your whole body.
Taylor's going to cast.
Yes, Taylor slapped his unconscious form 5 times and then watched him get up and leave. He's like, oh, I'm abandoned now.
Once again, I am left here, lone wolf, holding down the fort, as it were. I'm going to cast Spike Growth, which is Taylor is going to like just spread out all of his caltrops around the gold box in the mid like area, just to like set a trap. So in case the ball does come here,
that's
everyone
great.
Will get injured by it.
That's just you being bored?
Yeah, it's just me singing the Evangelion theme to myself. Nice. As I spread caltrops out.
Okay, great. So now Schmegan and the two FBI agents go. Schmegan just crawls towards his son and embraces him again. He's so fucking happy, and his son just has a dead look in his eyes. This hug means nothing to him. He like tries to reach for his dad's gun and his dad goes no, and then puts it in his holster, and the other two FBI guys are like, so do we keep playing? Or and Schmegan's like, yes, we still need control of hell, do it. So those two are gonna again just stay on their two guys. Now it's the demon's turn. Four of them are gonna try to get the ball from Scary, and they fail because the other four managed to block them. So Scary still gets the ball. The three inside the cyclone contraption are going to, with disadvantage, try to suck the ball into their thing, and they succeed twice. So the ball gets pulled away from Scary towards their side of the field. Now it is on their half of the field. Nobody has control of it yet, but is nearest to that dark cloud of men.
I can't roll to like maintain it.
Hey, actually, yeah, why not?
14 plus 6.
Oh, shit. Okay, 20. Never mind. Yeah, it begins to get away from you and then you keep it right where it fucking is. It's Morgan's turn. Morgan is going to run over to her two lovers and be like, this is not on me to fix. I'm just going to say that. I care about both of you. You should be more adult than this.
Babe, but these are my legs.
On this, I'm on your side. You should let him have his own legs.
Yeah. I'm gonna go,
you
like,
have your legs.
Yeah, you hear that, Jody?
I'm going to see Morgan go, oh, hey, how's it going? I'm going to attempt to cross my legs, which is... I'm looking at her like, hey, what's up?
It makes a ripping noise because you start fucking up.
So you
spell.
Crossing your legs causes me to flip upside down on my side, right? That's like flipping me over.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Now I'm face down, and then you've crossed your legs.
Yeah, like, hey, how's it going? See how I helped you back there? I'm such an ally, right?
Yes,
I
love you, babe. Legs.
You've always been a good ally. That's why I've told you why I'd like us to continue to be friends.
With cool other parts of friendship, like marrying me again.
All right, we cut to Brad. Schmegan, it's his turn now. He's just going to sink down onto the ground and just like turn so his back's on the ground and just look up toward the other hells. And just whispered to himself, like, I was in heaven.
There's colors you've never even imagined.
And the worst thing is, I know that if I kill myself, I don't go back because that's a fatal sin. So I just have to wait now. I just have to live my life and wait. His dad's like, you'll wait with me. And he goes, that doesn't help. So now it is Normal's turn. So Normal, you see the pick in the air and you are filled with a knowledge now that the pick is in front of you and invisible that, A, you're reminded that the color of this pick is blue, that it is imbued with the power of love. And you can see within the pick itself that there's actually more than one way to remove an anchor. You can remove it with violence, or you can remove it with empathy. And you can tell that if you remove it with violence, it will make the doodler's anger and power stronger. And if you remove it with empathy, it will make the doodler's anger and power a little bit weaker and make it more likely to let go of the world. And you know in this moment that when Tony Pepperoni was killed, it was with violence. So I'm just going to tell you straight up, mechanically, when this happens, there's going to be four anchors. And once you're done with them, I'm just going to roll a D4. And depending on whether they've been killed with hate or with empathy, that's going to determine what the doodler does. So okay. Right now, there's a 1 in 4 chance that it's going to be hate. So you now can take your turn knowing what you know about the pick. And also, Willie would have told this to Scary.
I'm going to grab the pick.
Okay, go ahead and make a sleight of hand or athletics, acrobatics, whatever you like. You're trying to grab it out of the air. All cool.
I guess that's athletics, is like catching a ball, right?
Yeah, why not?
That's a 3.
So it just falls to the ground in front of you and you miss it. And that's a boring turn, so I don't think that should be your whole turn. I think you just pick it up. You just pick it up. you try to pick it up cool out of the air. It falls, and then you pick it up from the ground.
All right,
everybody
laughs at you.
A bunch of people see it, and like,
classic normal.
Way to go, Butterfingers.
I look at it.
Taylor from all the way across. Normal, you suck!
Yeah, even Jody stops and go like, oh, come on, man.
That's fair. I love you, pick, and I smooch it.
No, don't do that. You got to destroy it.
I just smooched it, though. So does it, what happens?
Roll
with, stop kissing my picks.
Roll with disadvantage. Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
What the fuck, kid? Gross, you can have it, I guess. It's fucking weird.
I got 10.
So with a 10, you can tell that the pick does not believe your I love you, that it is purely token words. In order to break it, you're going to need to convey to it or share with it some sort of real, genuine moment of empathy or breakthrough or
with
something
the
along
pick?
Those lines. Like the pick has to be present for some real moment of like something
between anyone, not necessarily normal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, just needs to be in the.
It needs to feel the love.
I see. We got to hold on to this pick until someone says something nice to someone else in a way that they mean it.
Something really, yeah, something
some
really
real earnest growth stuff. Okay, so I'm done growing because I'm okay with that. My dad's not proud of me, kind of. But you guys got some growth to do, so someone do some growing. With this pick, we'll get to it.
So yeah, because it is the pick of love, because it includes love, the thing that will allow it to gently be dissipated will be an act of love. So that is your turn, and now it is once again Jimmy Matt Beth's turns, and now you all see where the pick is.
Do we care about this game anymore?
You don't have to.
We're one up. We care.
Yeah.
Glenn cares.
Glenn and Jody and Morgan definitely care, yeah.
But killing the demon means nothing to us, theoretically, since we have the pick.
Also, Taylor's really taking his being goalie seriously, too. Like he's doing that thing where he's got his arms out and like kind of checking the distance between the goalposts and shit, you know?
And where is the ball right now?
The ball is in Scary's control.
And is she like midfield, yeah. Getting
she's
close?
Midfield.
Scary looks at the goal and then back at the pick and back at the goal, then at the ball at her feet. And then she's going to leave the ball and go for the pick.
Okay. So I feel like you can just make it there with your move.
Cool.
It's in Normal's hands. What are you going to do?
I'm just going to try to kick it out of his hands.
Now that we're clearly against each other in this moment and we both had a 20 on initiative, can I roll to essentially?
Yeah, sure. Both of you roll opposed.
Dexterity
yeah,
or something,
dex,
right?
I guess. You're both going to run for it at the same time. We're going to see who gets there first.
I give you I give Scary that look like, don't do it. Like, you know, like an action. Like, what are you doing? Don't run for it.
Matt probably also has some kind of disadvantage because he's got a peg leg, right?
I've already shown him fucking fast.
I'm going to minus some because if you're getting used to this leg still.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. I got a 1.
You got what?
A natural 1. 1+4.
Okay.
Oh.
I got a 15.
Okay, great. You fall flat on your fucking face, Link, and you look up and you see whatever Scary's about to do. So you get to try to kick it out of his
hand. Scary, stop!
Scary, no, come on!
Normal, why don't you give me a sleight of hand roll and you're going to oppose that, Scary, with your athletics or
can
athletics.
I do something in lieu of sleight of hand?
What would you like to do?
You know, I'm just going to throw it to Link.
All right, so you're going to roll for that.
Oh, I got a natural 20.
Jesus. All right, Scary, you can roll to kick it out of his hand.
An 11 plus 2.
Okay, so normally you manage to toss it to Link, and it lands right in front of Link, who's on the ground. That's Scary's turn. Now, Jody and Link, it can be your turn.
Jody, what were you planning on doing?
I'm attached to Glenn on the other side of the field. I
he
do not
needs to wait 9 more turns.
He's I do not care about this pick. I do not care about anything you kids are doing. I literally brought you all down here so you could beat this game for me.
Okay, so I have the pick. I'm just going to hold it really tight. I'm going to look at Scary and be like, Scary, what are you even doing?
You got to destroy it.
We can't. You just heard the Doodler's going to make the world worse. It's going to kill. We just got to find something.
You Why don't do you have know to destroy that.
It? I mean, you don't know it's not that way. We can find another way to destroy it.
No, Willie said that it's easier to control if we destroy the anchors.
Yeah, basically, Willie probably would have conveyed it to Scary as if you use empathy on it, that's going to make it more likely to want to stick around. And it's going to make it harder to control because it's going to have more agency. If you keep it angry, then it's going to be confused and you're going to have an easier time getting rid of it or controlling it, which is what he wants.
Well, we're not going to do it that way, okay? Come on, like, is this like
he
every song is like
made
the,
you
easy,
the leader?
The easy way is usually the bad way, right? Sometimes the better thing's harder.
This is easier. What? You're just going to tell the pick, oh, I love you. I'm so nice to you. And it's just going to give you all the secrets. That's not how life works.
Well, is that how this works, though? Can I... I love you.
I already tried that. It didn't work.
Okay, well, like, you're right. It's going to be hard, but I know it's not a person, but it's just like, I don't want more people to die. We've already killed enough people. Like, can you just do one thing with us and just try to find a way to make this?
The doodler is going to kill more people. You're not seeing the big picture.
So.
What? No. Like, don't listen to
yes,
her. Come on.
Listen to me.
I snapped the pick.
What?
Whoa.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies that we sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Jimmy Wong plays Jody Foster. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxon Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Courtney Terry provides additional community support. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing. And Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is supported by a Patreon, and some of those patrons who do so are people like Darcy Erickson, Steph Prater, Sean Briscoe, Adam, Tanya Scott, Jessica Boyd, Devin, Jonathan Burton, Rachel Fitzpatrick Smith, Olivia Penry, Metzley Alvarez, Samantha Rains, Edwin Kroon, Thini, Christina Escoichia, Peek Chu, Nathaniel Marble, Ludwig Tevik, Heath Roberts, and Kathleen Lee. You too can support the show directly at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and in return receive gobs of free bonus content. Each episode has an after show where we talk about what happened. We do community live listens where we got talented folks in our community throwing fan art up as we listen. We do one shots, videos, mini campaigns. One of the things I'm very thankful for with our Patreon is that it gives us a space to experiment with like different game systems, different gameplay types, all the sorts of things that's like much harder to do when you have a main show going on a feed that's going out to everyone. And a lot of those things that we do end up being helpful for how we think about D&D, how we play it. You kind of get a little sense of how the machine works behind the scenes by being a patron. So you can get that behind the scenes look, you can get a bunch more stuff to watch and listen to, and you can support this show directly at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads, our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com, our merch is at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com, our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies, and our next episode is coming out March 28th. We will see you then.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way.
I gotta come back again? I was hoping to die this episode, man.
We can do that. You want to do a little post-credits scene? Glenn takes his gun and puts it right to your temple, dude. And he fucking goes like, I'll see you in hell.
Oh, man.
Which is his way of saying, like, I'll see you back.
And then Brad tries to jump in front of the bullets.